This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday signed a bill that suspends the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default. House of Representatives and the Senate passed the legislation this week after Mr. Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached an agreement following tense negotiations. The Treasury Department had warned it would be unable to pay all its bills on June the 5th if Congress had failed to act by then. Ukraine keeps up pressure following Russia's declaration of victory in Bakhmut. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma with that story.
Moscow declared victory in the eastern city last month, but Ukrainian defenders aren't retreating. Instead, they're keeping up the pressure and continuing the fight from the western fringes of the city. The pushback gives Russia's commanders in Moscow another thing to think about ahead of a much-anticipated Ukrainian counter-offensive that appears to be taking shape. Ukrainian Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malia says Russia has sought to create the impression of calm around Bakhmut. But in fact, artillery shelling still goes on at levels similar to those at the height of the battle to take the city. The fight, she says, is evolving into a new phase. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India's railways minister says the train derailment that killed more than 300 people was caused by an error in the electronic signaling system. Here's Tommy McNeil.
Ashwini Vaishnaw's explanation Sunday came as authorities worked to clear the mangled wreckage of two passenger trains that derailed Friday night in eastern India in one of the country's deadliest rail attacks in decades. The Press Trust of India news agency earlier reported that preliminary investigations revealed that a signal was given to the train to enter the main track line, but was later taken off.
This is VOA News. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed Sunday to push for a second attempt to launch a spy satellite as she lambasted a UN Security Council meeting over the North's first failed launch. The North's attempt to put its first military spy satellite into orbit last Wednesday failed as its rocket crashed off the Korean Peninsula's western coast. An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council was still convened at the request of the U.S., Japan, and other countries to discuss the launch because it had violated Council resolutions banning the North from performing any launch using ballistic technology. U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, met with U.S. veterans in northern France on Sunday to attend ceremonies normally in Normandy to mark the 79th anniversary of D-Day. Milley met with World War II veterans outside Saint-Mihiel-Église, where paratroopers of the 82nd and 101st Airborne landed 79 years ago as part of Operation Overlord to liberate France and Europe. Speaking to the Associated Press on the sidelines of a commemorative parachute drop, Milley warned against a Russian victory in Ukraine, quote, that would be the end of the rules-based order, and that would be a much more unstable and much more dangerous world. He is close to finishing a four-year term as the top U.S. military officer and plans to retire when his tenure as chairman ends September 30th. Just hours after U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rebuked China for refusing to hold military talks, the State Department announced that a senior U.S. official will be traveling to China next week. Here's Reuters' Lisa Bernard.
Ties between the world's two largest economies are at loggerheads over everything from the future of democratically ruled Taiwan, territorial claims in the South China Sea, and President Joe Biden's restrictions on semiconductor chip exports. For its latest diplomatic effort, the U.S. will send Daniel Crittenbrink, the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, to China to discuss what the State Department called, quote, key issues in the bilateral relationship. Crittenbrink's trip follows a visit to China last month by CIA Director William Burns.
And OPEC and its allied oil-producing countries, including Russia, were meeting in Vienna on Sunday to decide how much crude to send to world markets following a shock cut of more than 1 million gallons per day in April. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.